Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, September 19th, 2017. A Georgia Tech student's death has his parents asking questions and a campus filling with protests and riots. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a martyr of the early church. Hurricane Maria is taking center stage as a Category 5 hurricane, and Puerto Rico is preparing for Hurricane Maria by rationing supplies. Late Saturday night, 21-year-old Scout Schultz, an engineering student at Georgia Tech University, made the fateful decision to ignore the warnings of police and continuing to advance towards them while brandishing a knife, going so far as to say, "Shoot me," he was fatally shot. Schultz was the president of Georgia Tech's Pride Alliance, an LGBTQ association, and was a self-identified gender non-binary who asked to be referred to with the pronoun they. Yahoo News reports that he also had a history of depression and suicide attempts. Time reports that per Georgia Bureau of Investigation spokeswoman Nellie Miles, three suicide notes were found in Schultz's dorm room. Schultz's parents are asking questions about what happened and why their son was shot. From the Associated Press.
I mean, that's the only question that matters right now. Why did you kill my son? We're relying on Chris to find out what happened, but whatever happened, it shouldn't have ended in a death.
The Georgia Tech campus erupted into rioting when a post-vigil protest turned violent. A police car was set on fire, and the Daily Caller reports that police officers were being swarmed and attacked. Campus officials admonished students to refrain from going outdoors last night so as to avoid the violence. Today's quote of the day comes from Honoré de Balzac. It is easy to sit up and take notice. What is difficult is getting up and taking action. Today in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Januarius. St. Januarius lived in the late 3rd and early 4th centuries. He was born in Italy and was the bishop of Benevento at the time that the Emperor Diocletian was executing his infamous persecutions of Christians. When he and two laymen went to visit two deacons and two laymen in the prison, he was also imprisoned. He was thrown to wild beasts with his deacon and a lector, but the animals refused to attack them. The men were subsequently beheaded. St. Januarius's blood is kept in a special reliquary, and every year, with few exceptions, it liquefies and bubbles, a phenomenon inexplicable to scientists. St. Januarius, pray for us. Hurricane Maria strengthened into a Category 5 hurricane yesterday and last night made landfall on the island of Dominica in the Caribbean. Many of the islands that were impacted by Hurricane Irma are going to be affected by Hurricane Maria as well. As of now, here are the latest statistics on the hurricane from the 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time advisory from the National Hurricane Center. Maria is located at 16.2 degrees north and 62.8 degrees west. It is 85 miles west of Guadalupe and 170 miles southeast of St. Croix. Maximum sustained wind speeds are at 160 miles per hour, and it is moving west-northwest at 9 miles per hour. Minimum central pressure is at 933 millibars. Hurricane warnings are in effect for Guadalupe, Dominica, St. Kitts, Nevis, Montserrat, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Culebra, and Vieques. Maria, which has re-strengthened into a Category 5 hurricane, is expected to approach Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands Tuesday night into Wednesday with a storm surge of 6 to 9 feet. In those areas of the Leeward Islands and the British Virgin Islands where the eye of the storm will pass, a storm surge of 7 to 11 feet is expected. The storm will bring anywhere from 12 to 18 inches of rain to Puerto Rico, with isolated areas receiving 25 inches. The Virgin Islands are predicted to receive 10 to 15 inches of rain, with isolated areas receiving 20 inches. Life-threatening flash floods and mudslides remain within the realm of possibility. The northern Leeward Islands, which were virtually decimated by Hurricane Irma, are expected to receive heavy rains and at least tropical storm force winds. CBS News reports that there are about 450 shelters open and available to those in Puerto Rico. Some of those shelters are still harboring people from Hurricane Irma. Puerto Rico has imposed a rationing of basic supplies, such as water, baby formula, batteries, canned foods, and flashlights. Whether Hurricane Maria will strike the United States is unpredictable right now, but if it does, it will not be until next week. In this Celestial Musings, it's that time of year again. Oktoberfest. In Munich, Germany, the 184th Oktoberfest was kicked off by Mayor Dieter Reiter, who cracked the first keg of beer with a cry of, "It's tapped," and poured around. The festival is celebrated, complete with a horse and carriage parade, carnival rides, oompa bands, and a libation-filled revelry. Millions are expected to show up in the Bavarian capital until the end of the festival on October 3rd. So why is Oktoberfest celebrated starting in September? Well, Oktoberfest was originally a celebration of the marriage of Bavarian Crown Prince Ludwig to Princess Therese von Sachsen-Hildburghausen. The Bavarians celebrated this marriage from October 12th to 17th each year and always ended with a horse race. Later on, the festival would be lengthened and moved up to September to take advantage of the warmer nights, when visitors could stroll in the gardens and fields without catching chill. What has not changed is that the last weekend of Oktoberfest is always in October. And now you know. Cheers, or as they say in German, Prost. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for more of the Mike Church Show, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.